You're listening to SBS News.
The ayes to the right, 438. The noes to the left, 20.
The ayes to the right, 438. The noes to the left, 20. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it. Unlock. Order.
That's the sound of John Bercow, the Speaker of the House of Commons, delivering the news of a rare parliamentary success for UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. After a string of defeats, Mr. Johnson's short bill calling for an election on December 12 was approved in the House of Commons and will now go to the House of Lords, where it is expected to pass without fuss. It comes after the European Union granted a third delay to Brexit, which was initially supposed to take place on March 29. In a fiery debate, Prime Minister Johnson accused the Labour opposition of trying to obstruct Brexit.
They just want to spin it out forever, till the 12th of never, Mr. Speaker. And when the 12th of never eventually comes round, they'll devise one of their complicated parliamentary procedures and move a motion for a further delay and a further extension then, Mr. Speaker. And I have to say, Mr. Speaker, I think that this delay is becoming seriously damaging to the national interest. Because families can't plan, businesses can't plan, and the climate of uncertainty is not only corroding trust in politics, but is beginning to hold everybody back from making vital everyday decisions that are important for the health of our economy.
When Mr. Johnson took over the Prime Ministership, he promised to deliver Brexit on October 31, in his words, do or die. But the latest extension to January 31 next year has further frustrated Mr. Johnson, who doesn't hold a majority in the Parliament. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, however, supported the idea of an early election, seeing it as a chance for his Labour Party to be elected.
Labour backs a general election because we want this country to be rid of this reckless and destructive Conservative government. And I've said consistently, when no deal is off the table, we will back an election. Today, after much denial and much bluster by the Prime Minister, that deal is officially off the table. So this country can vote for the government that it deserves.
This will be the first Christmas election since 1923 and is expected to be extremely unpredictable, with voters fatigued by Brexit and loyalties to both the Conservative and Labour parties eroded through the lengthy process. Some politicians feel that an election so close to Christmas could irritate voters, given the cold weather and mid-afternoon darkness. Nevertheless, voters have the choice between Mr. Johnson and a push to finally complete Brexit, or Mr. Corbyn and the chance to renegotiate the deal again, or even another referendum. If neither party wins conclusively, the Brexit deadline will stretch on. Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.